Basic 2. Exercise 2, page 131. Recording 1.
Jane, how's your project going for the environmental studies course? I'm just about finished. You know it's due on Monday.
Yes, I know, Kyle. I finished all the research and I'm writing it up now.
That's good.
I don't know, I guess so.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, I decided to write about deforestation. Although there is a lot of information on it, I'm not so sure how interesting it is.
I think it's interesting, and it's certainly a very important issue at the moment.
Well, I just hope Mr. Barnes thinks so too.
Recording 2.
Attention all travellers. Some delays in arrival times are expected today as a result of poor road conditions caused by last night's storm. Please note the following delays in arrival. Bus 17 from Winston is delayed and will be arriving at bus stop 3 at 15:30. Bus 9 from Mentir is also delayed and is expected at bus stop 6 at 14:45. Bus 12 to Callingwood is experiencing technical troubles and departure will be delayed until further notice. Thank you for your patience.
Recording 3.
Can you tell me what time the gallery closes today?
Certainly, at 6 p.m.
Where can I get a guidebook from?
Right over there in that stand. Are you interested in booking a guided tour today?
No thank you. One more question, where is the gift shop?
It's right over there, next to the gallery entrance on the left side.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
Recording 4.
It may come as a surprise to you that the great scientist Albert Einstein failed his first attempt at college entrance exams. Although he did very well in the examinations for maths and physics, he failed other subjects like history. Many historians say he was a poor student and disliked by his teachers. I, however, believe that his poor school performance from time to time was due to his lack of interest in the topic rather than any learning difficulties.
Recording 5.
Palouse Falls in East Washington State may seem like just another beautiful waterfall, but the falls are now not only the destination of sightseers, but extreme sports athletes as well. Just last weekend, extreme sports enthusiast Tyler Bratt kayaked over the 57-meter falls, despite the danger and numerous warnings from local officials. As a result, other young pro kayakers are also planning to ride the Palouse Falls, which are higher than Niagara Falls. According to Brad, the thrill and challenge is just too big to resist.
Recording 6.
When most people think of a trip to a museum, they think of a serious educational experience. Well, there is one museum where seriousness is not allowed. At the National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, visitors are encouraged to run, laugh, and play. The museum is all about the importance of play and features everything from fun exhibits to fascinating displays of toys. Don't miss the Toy Hall of Fame, which is a unique exhibit of the best toys throughout history. Make sure to get there early, because by the afternoon, the museum becomes quite crowded. Also, check the museum's calendar to avoid special school day visits.